The use of drones is transforming industries across regional Australia, with Land and Environment Management the latest using the new technology. Earlier I spoke with Brendan Swanicky from Victoria's Department of Environment, Land and Water and Planning about a recent 12-week trial of the use of drones in Land and Environment Management. I started by asking, when is the best time to be using drones?
Depends on the terrain, largely. So we do have a lot of public land that is quite inaccessible to personnel on the ground. So this provides an alternative to sending people on foot into dense or difficult terrain.
So can you tell me how does the use of drones differ from traditional methods?
So the methods are largely the same. However, rather than putting personnel into an aircraft, it's viewed remotely. At this stage, we're still analysing the value for money of the drones compared to traditional aircraft. However, the benefits seem to be in favour of drones in quite a few areas.
What is the cost of getting a drone up, and how quickly can a drone work?
So the cost is still largely unknown at this stage, because we're conducting it under a project sort of trial. However, for short duration flights, it may be a benefit to traditional aircraft as opposed to drones. However, for long endurance, so one of the aircraft that we have is able to fly for 8 hours, for long endurance flights, it's certainly in favour of the RPAT.
Yeah, for sure. And with using a drone, what's the potential for them in land management?
So the potential is to provide a cost-effective method of doing routine surveys. So, for example, coastal erosion, there's potential to, say, every 3 or 6 months, do the same survey to compare how the land is eroding. And it may be more value for money over traditional forms of aircraft.
That must be very pleasing to hear. Now, with this trial that you undertook, whereabouts did that happen?
So the trials took place at 26 different locations across the entire state of Victoria, largely to trial different types of terrain, different vegetation and different forms of wildlife.
And is it likely now that it will be extended to a full-time program, or when are you expecting to be able to make that call?
So there's still 6 months left of the program, and we'll be focusing primarily on planned burns themselves coming into the spring. And once we've finished that, we'll really look at the value for money aspects and look at extending that longer term. We do also have a small panel of 4 providers that we can use for tasks that we know already work.
And when flying a drone above planned burns, how difficult is that, and the factors that you've got to take in with smoke and heat and that kind of thing?
Yeah, so unfortunately we started quite late in the planned burn season last year, so we didn't actually get over any live burn. We've done a whole lot of pre-burn analysis in terms of determining vegetation density and type, and a whole lot of post-burn analysis in terms of how the severity of the burn and the success of planned burns were taking place.
Brendan Swanicken from Victoria's Department of Environment, Land, Water and Planning, speaking about the use of drones in land and environment management there. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. If you've got a story, please email us. The address is ruralnews@macquariemedia.com. You can also send us a tweet at Nat Rural News. That's the state of the country today. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a good afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.